Hello, champion Sam Crowley from the world famous motivational website, everydayissaturday.com. Everydayissaturday.com with another powerful show for you today. Now, this show is not for everyone, okay? It's an acquired taste. See, this show is only for individuals who really want to live the life they love. And I'm not some fluffy life coach who's going to throw a warm blanket around you and make yourself feel good about not taking chances in life, about not stepping out in faith. And, you know, it's okay. Everybody gets a hard pill to swallow and the deck may be stacked again. No, that crap. Save that crap for somebody that actually cares, okay? What this show is for people who want to feel empowered, people who really do believe that their best life ever is just one powerful decision away. Okay, this show is not for the faint of heart. It's not for people with thin skin. It's for people who want to hear the truth, who want to hear the truth. Because the truth shall what? It shall set you free. It has set me free. It has set thousands of other champions around the world free who have plugged into the motivational podcast that's heard in over 100 country. So if you're ready to receive the message, I'm ready to give it. If you're not ready to receive it, hit stop. Go over to a life coach or go read some book or go hang out with some people that believe in, you know, the law of attraction. Just sit there and meditate in the field thinking about a bicycle and it'll come to you. All that great stuff. Go do that while the rest of us get on with living the life that we truly love. It's a quick hit podcast. We're going for a few minutes today because you have every single minute counts in this day. You have 24 hours, and here's a success principle. Here's something that you may not be aware of. See, Sam Crowley and every other multimillionaire successful individual out there only has 24 hours in the day. I only have 24 hours in the day, and you only have 24 hours in the day. How is it so different? Why am I living the life I love, and you're still struggling right now to find out your purpose in life? Let me tell you a story, all right? Let me tell you about a story back in 1993, some 15 years ago. A buddy of mine, real good friend of mine, got married down in Houston, Texas. And he took me and a bunch of other people going in for the wedding to the dog races, greyhound races, whatever you want to call them. I think they were all greyhounds. I don't know. I haven't been to a dog race since. So, excuse me. I haven't been to a dog race since, so I'm not quite sure. But I think they were. Not done. It has nothing really to even do with the story. So anyway, we're at the dog race, and these dogs are all getting ready to get in their cages, similar to a horse track. You know, it's not that big of a difference. Dogs are racing around the track. So they put the dogs in their cage or whatever before they let them loose, and they go around the track like a bazillion miles an hour. I mean, their legs are longer than a human. I mean, it's just amazing how powerful these dogs are. And they're getting in there, and up pulls this, like, El Camino or some like half-truck, half-car type of thing. And it has a rabbit tied to the back of it, you know, and it's got this rabbit tied to it. I'm like, what the heck's that? My buddy's like, oh, they chase that rabbit. They just go nuts after that thing. I'm like, wow. Oh, wow. I just see this happening. So the car revs up and the dogs are like, all like frantic. I mean, literally like caged animals. I mean, they literally are caged animals, right? So the car's gunning it, and their dogs are just fixated on this rabbit. I mean, this rabbit's just staring. Now, the rabbit's not real. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned all you PETA people that are going to come after me and send me emails, don't do it, okay? The rabbit wasn't stuffed and real or just recently killed and put on the back of the car. It was actually just like a stuffed animal you get at the fair, okay? So anyway, bam, they open the gates and the dogs go chasing after this rabbit who's tied to the back of the El Camino, this stuffed dead rabbit, okay? This stuffed rabbit, this make-believe rabbit. And the dogs are chasing. All of a sudden, El Camino kind of swerves out and the dogs just keep going. And I've thought about that, man. It's the same thing as the rat race. That's the same way most people go through life. They're going after this rabbit, and they never catch it. You know, you're never going to get – those of you that have been recently promoted, take it for a guy that had 3 promotions in 4 years, okay? You're never going to get that sense of accomplishment, that sense of achievement, that sense of purpose that you feel like, oh, this is the promotion I've always waited for. There's always going to be something more that you crave for, something for the more that you want. There's always going to be more money, more power, more responsibility. Take a look in the news recently, if you've been paying attention, of individuals who've been given a lot of power. And it's just not enough, man. They got to have more and more and more. Let me ask you, when is enough going to be enough for you? When are you finally going to say, you know what? I found my purpose in life. I know how to live the life I love. I know what it is I want. And I'm content with that. You know, I tell a lot of people when I'm speaking from stage, when I'm speaking on teleseminars all around the world, I say that I'm wealthy because I'm content. I am not content because I'm wealthy. And there's a big difference with that. You need to be wealthy because you are content. All right, quit chasing money, quit chasing fame, quit chasing all these plaques and ribbons that doesn't matter how many of them you're going to get. And oh, by the way, when they put you in the box and they lower you 6 feet into the ground and your final breath has been taken, they're not going to drop the ribbons and the plaques down with you. All right, that's all you get, man. And you can't tie a U-Haul to your hearse. Forget about all the material things. I say, yeah, multimillionaire and all this stuff. You want to be able to earn a lot so you can give a lot. Another success principle. See, it's not what you have that makes you evil. It's what you love that makes you evil. Those individuals that love the recognition and the power and all this stuff so they can use it in a manipulative way are evil people. I don't judge them. Someone else will judge them much later in their natural life, okay? What I'm saying right now is you're chasing that rabbit just like those dogs at the Greyhound track are chasing that rabbit. By the way, they never caught the rabbit. They finished the race. They got a little meal, some water, some dog food, got petted a little bit, and they're back at the next race. And that's you, back at the next race. When does it end? I challenge you right now. Leave the race. Quit chasing the rabbit. Start chasing your dream of self-fulfillment, contentment, and your purpose in life. And if you want to find out more on how to do that, go to everydayisaturday.com and get plugged into the website and the blog and all of these 30-some Everyday Saturday shows, because they were delivered for you, the champion who I truly believe has greatness right around the corner. My name's Sam Crowley from everydayisaturday.com. I believe in you, I believe in your dream, and I believe you're a champion.